JMO Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Current account, where are we at with this, and is the recession playing its part? In other words, if we don't do any business, it's not surprising the gap closes.
Well, yes, although it's not closing very quickly. So, yeah, we've got an important number, GDP, today, yep. But we had another important number yesterday, which is the current account. Now, the current account can, of course, be a surplus. I don't think anybody in New Zealand have we ever said current account surplus? The current account deficit, the update on the current account deficit. So this is for the year to the end of the March quarter, the current account deficit was $27.6 billion. That is 6.8% of GDP. It has improved from a year ago. It's improved by $5.4 billion. But the thing is, Mike, the progress is slowing. So the March quarter alone, the deficit, $7.3 billion. It's actually a touch higher than it was at the end of the December quarter. In terms of its day-to-day significance, it's not a market move, but it's important, Mike. Mm-hmm. As a percentage of GDP, it did improve slightly, so the external position is improving. The question is whether it's sustainable, and I don't think that is, because while it's high, we're sort of vulnerable if we have another shock, be it external or internal. And on top of this, your growth outlook is weak, and we continue to run fiscal deficits. So if you consider our sovereign credit risk rating, the risks aren't going away. In fact, you could argue at the moment that they're going back up again, and Fitch recently commented on this. So Budget 2024, Mike, that revealed material deterioration operating balances over the next few years. The services deficit, that's exports, less imports, it widened. It's not good news, and we need to correct this, but you can't correct it quickly. That's the problem.
No, you can't. I warmed to Paul Conway yesterday because he, like me, has asked for better data, faster data. We need to pull our finger out and get our act together, but apart from that, no stagflation.
Yeah, there is no stagflation in New Zealand. Yes, a speech yesterday by Paul Conway. He's the chief economist of the Reserve Bank. Look, he doesn't comment on monetary policy. This was sort of more around. They actually did this because they released some research recently which pointed to some things we're talking a lot about. That's non-tradable inflation. We need to get to where we can sort of reflect on the level of the OCR with regards to this inflation. I mean, stagflation, it gets talked about a lot. My understanding is that one of the criteria for stagflation is high unemployment. We don't meet that criteria.
No.
We have got sticky inflation, and growth right now is going nowhere. We're in, according to Conway, a slow to no to negative growth environment, which covers most of the bases except for actually some growth, doesn't it? But growth is expected to improve. Thank heavens for that. But at the moment, we are going backwards. On the non-tradable inflation, the purpose of the speech was to highlight to coincide with some of the research they've done. So non-tradable inflation, the RBNZ expects the spare capacity to start emerging in the economy over 2024 after several years of the economy growing well beyond its sustainable rate. And that spare capacity is going to feed through strongly into lower domestically generated inflation, which we hope to see.
Okay.
So the disinflation will spread across a wider set of non-tradables. And look, Mike, he sort of spoke to some of the different, what they call different sort of sectors of non-tradable inflation. And basically he said some of them are improving quickly and some of them aren't, which is things like insurance, which he says will start to wane once some of the other factors, things like pandemic and weather-related disruptions, have run their course. Well, the pandemic course was 4 years ago. So look, all in all, it was quite interesting. And of course, there was a carbon auction as well yesterday, Mike.
Yeah, that went well, didn't it?
Didn't it go? Well, no one came. Man. So the government could be looking at another big hole in revenue.
That's $2 billion a year that they lose out on. That GDP, what you call, up or down?
I think it's going to be small up because I'm being optimistic today.
Okay, good on you. I think you're wrong, but fair enough. Your big Eras tour, the Kelleher Eras tour meeting for July 2, where you're going to put the world to rights. Tickets selling out. Have we sold out already?
We're getting close, so we're just encouraging people, if you want to come along and listen to you and me, who wouldn't want to do that on a morning, Mike?
What a combo.
Just go to jmowealth.co and register. Make sure you register, otherwise you might not get a seat. You'll be standing at the back throwing your bananas at us.
Exactly. All right, mate, so register at jmowealth.co.nz. Go well. We'll see you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.